Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God radio broadcast. This is financial planner, financial coach, Tom Meglia. How you doing? Hope you're having a great Saturday. Wow, the month of April is cooking. Wow, where'd it go? Tax season is almost over, or basically for some, it's not over. But, you know, it's kind of funny, isn't it? There's a season for winter, spring, summer, fall, and tax season. Hope you had a good tax season. Today's April 28th, and boy, it's just, April 21st. Next Saturday's April 28th. Today's the 21st. Wow. Interesting. Well, this is financial planner Tom Meglia, and welcome again to Knowing the Economy of God. And that is based on my book, Knowing the Economy of God. So we'll start out the program today with a couple of announcements and heads up type thoughts and announcements. The website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. And the phone number, 800-386-3700. If you'd like to get on the newsletters or get in on them, both by mail or by email, let me know. You can send me an email from the website, and we'll put you on the newsletter list. Again, the website, theeconomyofgod.com. And for appointments and consultations, 800-386-3700. I'm also a Crown Money Map coach, referred by Crown Ministries. So I hope you're having a really good day. We'll talk more about Program 7 of the 12-week series on Anchor 3, which is giving. And we'll do that today. But before I do that, I just want to let you know that tomorrow, if you're in the Arcadia area, you're welcome to come to the Live Oak Vineyard Church on Live Oak and 3rd Avenue, where I will be doing a talk on the economy of God, both morning and afternoon. And that will talk about the Bible-based message of God's economy and biblical economics. And then the afternoon session, I'll be discussing things like taxes and budgeting and so forth, investments and other economic issues, answering questions for people about practical money talk and practical money issues. That's tomorrow, the 22nd, at the Live Oak Vineyard in Arcadia on Live Oak and 3rd. It's about half a mile, I would say, east of Santa Anita Avenue and Live Oak. So if you take the 210 to Santa Anita, south to Live Oak, turn left, you'll find it. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about today's message. First, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And that is a great piece of scripture, a great passage to remind us that the Bible isn't foolishness. It's not incorrect, but it is infallible, and it is God's word, God's thinking, God's teaching, what God says. And we know from the Bible that there's over 2,000 verses on money in regards to finances and every imaginable topic, biblically speaking, economically speaking, from the Word of God. And we also know that the Bible is based on the financial part of the Bible, God's economy is based on four anchors. God as owner, us as steward, we're to be cheerful givers, abundant givers, and fourth, to find contentment in Him. So why don't we start out with today's lesson? And if you've missed past programs, go to the website. And if you have a talking computer, you can listen to past radio programs on all kinds of financial topics and discussions I've had on this show for a couple of years now that you'll find on the website. Just archive the show you want. And if you have a talking computer, you can hear it. So today we're on Program 7 of a 12-week series on giving, Anchor 3. So let's talk about the scriptures, shall we? Here we go. I think you'll like these scriptures, actually. And then I'll tell you about a way to understand what these scriptures mean, what the concept is, economically speaking, and then how to apply it to your normal life. And then we'll have the prayer of change. So let's do this. Let's get into the word. Proverbs 19:17. One who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed. That is a wonderful piece of scripture. Wonderful, wonderful piece of scripture. Don't you just love that? Let's try it again. And it'll show you a little bit about God's heart too. One who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed. Proverbs 19:17. What a great scripture. And there's more. Okay, and this part will be based on my book, page 93 of the book, Knowing the Economy of God. And you can pick the book up, of course, on the website. And the book on tape will be out in a month or two, so you can also pick up the book on tape if you'd like to listen to a book on tape and not read. So go to the website, you can get all that. Okay, and again, the website is theeconomyofgod.com. Here's some more great scriptures. Proverbs 31:9. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and needy. Matthew 19:21. Jesus said, if you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Luke 3:11. Jesus talking again. He would answer and say to them, the man who has two tunics is to share with him who has none. And he who has good is to do likewise. Luke 12:33, Jesus speaking again. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near, nor moth destroys. Luke 12:33, where no thief comes near, nor moth destroys. These scriptures are powerful. There's five scriptures I've given you that are powerful for week number 7, talking about giving, anchor 3 of the 4 anchors in God's economy. What do these mean to you? Okay, that's my question. What do these scriptures mean to you? And how will you apply them to your normal and everyday life? And how will you teach your kids what these scriptures mean and how to act and behave in God's economy? Well, let's go back and start over. Okay? I read to you out of Proverbs. Let's start there, and we'll talk about what the economic principles are of these scriptures. Okay? So let's take it right here. Proverbs 19. One who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed. That's Proverbs 19:17. One who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord. Can you imagine lending to the Lord? That is really interesting. And he will repay him. God will repay us for our good deed. So we've got to believe and have faith that when we help the poor and needy, that God will take care of us. God will repay us. God will bless us. It's like we're lending to the Lord, the proverb says. I'm so excited I get mumbled. Sorry. But it's like, okay, we're lending to the Lord by helping the poor, and God will repay. And then in Proverbs 31:9, open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the afflicted and needy. So when we give to the needy, part of giving to the needy is to defend their rights. Because who's going to speak for them? They're too poor to hire rich lawyers. Who's going to take up their cause? That's another great scripture. And here's a couple of more. These are from Jesus himself. And I've already read these, but let's talk about what the economic principles are. That's very important. When Jesus said, if you want to be complete, sell your possessions and give to the poor. In other words, what you've got a hold of, don't get a hold of it. Loosen up your hand, loosen up your grip, let it go, and give to the poor. And you'll have a treasure in heaven. And come follow me. Can you imagine? A treasure in heaven. Well, we don't see it today, Tom, on earth. We can't read a bank statement. Where is it? It's in heaven. Our treasure is in heaven. That's where the concept of a heavenly bank account is introduced. Jesus is introducing the treasure in heaven, a heavenly bank account in the bank of heaven. So that's where we start learning about the heavenly bank account and the bank of heaven and having an account in heaven, a treasure in heaven. Give to the poor. That's what the Lord is saying to do. These are great economic principles. We need to be doing this. It's very important that we listen to what the Lord says. The Lord and Savior of our lives, who gave us eternal life, Christ Jesus. These are important things. God loves the poor. He cares about the poor. He wants the poor thought of, not just discarded. God wants us to think like he does about the poor. And Jesus is talking about having a treasure in heaven. That is so beautifully put, so powerful. And when we come back to the break, we're going into a break. When we come back after the break, we'll talk about these other two passages that Jesus spoke about and what the economic principles are. And then we'll talk about stories of real life people and how they apply them. So stay tuned. A couple of minutes will go by. Here's Dave Dino to talk to you a little bit. And then I'll talk more about God's economy. Thank you.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
We're back. Let's do it. I told you about two more passages that Jesus talked about giving. Okay, amongst many, many things that the Lord talked about in the area of giving and money. So let's get back. We already read them once. Let's read them again. Luke 3:11. Jesus would answer and say to them, "The man who has two tunics is to share with him who has none. And he who has good is to do likewise." Now that basically means sharing is giving. Giving is sharing. We need to show our kids what sharing is like. Not to hold on tight and be selfish, but to be giving and unselfish. So Jesus said, you've got two coats, two tunics. This guy has none. Share with him. Give him one. That's a great gift. And that person who receives it, the poor, let's say, will be like, wow. Why did that person do this and bring honor to God? Thank you, God, for the gift I got, the sharing. And sharing with a cheerful heart, a cheerful attitude, not out of grudge, not out of compulsion, like Paul said in Corinthians, but to give and share with a cheerfulness, wanting to do it, not, okay, I've got two tunics, two coats, you know, two cloaks. I'll give one. I don't really want to, but I'll do it. That's the wrong attitude. So we don't want to do that. And here's another scripture the Lord talked about. Luke 12:33. We talked about this earlier. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out. Let's repeat that. Make yourselves money belts which do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near nor moth destroys. There, again, the Lord is talking about a treasure in heaven, a bank account in heaven, the bank of heaven, an unfailing treasure forever. Treasure in heaven, the Lord's talking about, where he's saying nothing can take away from it, nothing can stop it, rust can't get to it like it can to our cars, moth can't get to it, nothing can get to the treasure in heaven. Isn't that exciting? We have a bank in heaven, a bank account in heaven, a treasure in heaven. But the Lord wants us to think about what he's saying and obey him and do it in love and cheerfulness. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Okay? And giving to charity, you know, we want to help people. We don't want them to suffer. We don't want them to go without food and shelter and clothing. God doesn't want that either. We want to help restore dignity. We need to be givers. It's fun to give. It's exciting. It's invigorating to give. And it's so exciting to know we have a treasure in heaven that it'll never wear out. Those verses are powerful. And I think when we talk about application, let's move on now to application of these scriptures and these economic principles to our normal and everyday lives. I'll explain a story to you. That might be the best way to explain application to our normal life from these scriptures and these scripture concepts, okay? I know a guy, in fact, I have a friend who's in his 40s, and he does just what these scriptures talk about. He's a giver. The poor motivate him. He has a heart for them, a compassion for these kinds of people. He doesn't want to see them suffer. Now, he believes when they receive their gift, they should use it wisely. They should use it for good stewardship purposes. They should use it for their need, not sell it and put into a habit or a compulsive addictive habit, anything like that, smoking, alcoholism. No, he believes they need to use it for food and shelter and clothing, gasoline, anything that would promote work, that kind of thing. But he loves to give. And I really commend him. I said to him just the other day, we were having coffee, and I said to him, you know, you've got a great heart for people. You really do. You are actually doing God's economy in your life, looking for people, looking for the poor to give to, being charitable, without having to get accolades, without getting a prize. And he downplayed it. He's like, oh, Tom, you know, that's what I do. I like to do it. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, I go, well, it is a big deal. You're performing God's economy. You're living the economy of God. That is so great. And I said to him, Dave, you know, this is just what we're supposed to do. And I think he kind of felt ashamed, like, oh, wow, you know, you're making me blush. And I said to him, Dave, it's all right. It's great. This is what we want the kids to learn. You know, Proverbs 22:6, I told him, teach up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. And our kids learn from us. They see what we do. And when we have that open, compassionate, loving heart and spirit for people, and we follow it up with action, guy, you know, it's a big example, a great training tool to kids. And so, you know, he was liking that, though. We had a good coffee, a good talk. And he said, you know, I've got everything I need, Tom. It's all God. And God has been so good to me and my family. And I'm like, yeah, that is awesome. So he even gave the credit back to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is so awesome. So I'll tell you, you know, giving is good. We need to give wisely. We need to give, you know, with the respect to people, not making them feel like, oh, you know, you're looking down on me or condescending, nothing like that. But we need to give to love people and help people and fulfill what Jesus said to do, to love others and to give and to sell our possessions, help the poor. That's a great thing we need to be doing, and we will do it. We are doing it. I enjoy it. I really do. And I try to tell people too, you know, this gift isn't really from me. You know, it's from God, because everything I have, God gave me. And so I'm just flowing to you like a water hose, I don't want to stop up the water. Let's keep the water going. Let's water people. And it's good to do it. It's good to do it. And I just encourage you to listen to what Jesus said. This isn't about your financial planner here. This is about what the Lord is saying. And so we need to listen to what he's saying. Matthew, again, Matthew 19:21, Luke 3:11, Luke 12:33. And it's so exciting to know that we have a bank in heaven, a heavenly bank account that nothing can mess with. It'll be forever, never wears out, always lasts. Nothing can stop it or mess with it or take away from it. Satan can't get to it. And so that's week 7. Today is week 7 on giving. And next week will be week 8. We have 12 weeks on the subject of giving, anchor number 3 in the economy of God. So if you need a financial planning session that matches scripture with practical real life situations, and it really can cover a lot of things, get a hold of me. Now, one way to get a hold of me too is just by email. I think that's a great way to do it because, you know, sometimes I call people back and they're busy or they're at work and it might be better just to email at times, whatever works for you. The phone number again, 800-386-3700. The email address will be right on the website. So go to the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. You can email me, say, Tom, when can we get together? I need a financial counseling session. I need a financial planning or financial strategizing meeting. Let's do it. I meet a lot of people that are self-employed, too, that go through a myriad of messes and mistakes and emotional issues, that kind of thing. And we can do consulting there or for charities, that kind of thing, too. Also, the newsletter. If you want to get more educated on things like 401k plans, college funds, budgeting, taxes, home loans, sign up for the newsletter. We'll mail it to you or email it to you. And again, you can go to the website and do that as well. It's very important to get knowledge. Knowledge is important. We need to know what's going on with the different financial issues of our day, of our time. We need to stay educated. People say, well, Tom, I don't know what to do with this situation or that situation. I just don't know. I'm not informed. I don't have time to be updated on everything. Well, that's why you get counsel. And that's also why it's very important to pray. So let's pray right now. The prayer of change, I call it. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, for your sayings, for your scripture. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Lord, 2 Timothy's right. All scripture is God-inspired and is useful. Help us to learn it, Lord, and to change what we do, how we think, and the way we live for you, Lord, to bring God glory and to obey him, trusting him for our sustaining and sustenance. Lord, change us. Help us to be different than we were before we heard your words. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. See, that's what we need to do. We need to have the prayer of change. Is it a financial counselor that's going to change you? No. Is it a financial periodical or newspaper that's going to change us? No. It should be, for Christians, the economy of God, his word. That's God's thinking. Otherwise, why are we believers? Why are we just having one foot in the world and one foot in the scripture? We need to listen to God, know what he's saying, and love him and obey him and trust him. Is it hard? Is it difficult? Yes. It's tough sometimes. And there's all kinds of emotional issues that go into these things. Not always do both spouses even agree with what I'm saying. Sometimes one will think this and the other won't. So let's get the book. Let's learn God's word and follow him. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Catch you next Saturday, April 28th, with program number 8 in the area of Anchor 3 on giving. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.